From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. On Monday, thousands of students across the Oklahoma City Public School District returned to school for a new year. However, there were a lot of changes over the summer, including the closure of over a dozen schools and the reconfiguration of many others. Nuria Martinez-Keel covers education for the Oklahoman, and Nuria, a summer of change officially got underway of a new school year for Oklahoma City Public Schools. What were some of the biggest changes that students are going to find as they went back on Monday?
As you mentioned, 15 schools have closed. So those buildings, many of them are remaining silent on this otherwise very busy first day. Some have brand new tenants that are renting those closed schools. 17 other schools were reconfigured, meaning that some were formerly elementary schools but are now middle schools. Some have a school that closed in that building and a different school has moved in. So honestly, it's been a massive reshuffle of thousands of students across Oklahoma City into different schools and different buildings.
Yeah. You know, Oklahoma City Public Schools is the state's largest district, although it didn't necessarily have that, it didn't have that feel in every building. There were elementary schools where attendance was under 300. It's one of the reasons why they combine schools to kind of share resources. And so a lot of kids going from maybe an elementary school with under 300 kids to now one that has 600 plus. So very different change and feel for some of the students.
Yeah, that's totally accurate. I think the lowest enrollment for one of the schools would have been Edgemere, which didn't even have 200 students in its school. The biggest purpose of this plan was to consolidate the district, in which many of the school buildings were built in an era where enrollment was significantly higher than it is today. Many families over the years have moved to suburbs or moved out of the city, or putting their kids in different schools that aren't Oklahoma City Public Schools. So really, to battle this ongoing decrease in enrollment, the administration for the school district took a hard look at it and thought, if we compile more of our students into fewer buildings, we won't have to struggle to afford all of these extra buildings that have dwindling numbers of students left over. Instead, we can have a fewer number of buildings at about 80% capacity, whereas before they had more buildings that were about 64% capacity.
Yeah, it's, you know, the first day of school can be chaotic, even if you're returning back to the school building that you know. But for so many students going to new buildings and new bus routes, you wrote in Monday's paper about the increase in ridership that's expected for the district.
Right. So the school district before transported about 7,000 kids a day, and they are fully expecting that to increase. They won't know until about after Labor Day when the numbers really start to come in and they start to take a look at how many kids are starting to ride the bus every morning and every afternoon. But they're expecting that with more kids having to go to schools that are farther away from home, or maybe have some different schedules with all of the different restructuring and reshuffling, that more kids are going to have to depend on riding the bus to school every day.
Yeah. Well, a lot of changes, new school year underway for Oklahoma City. Other districts across the metro are getting started. I think Edmonds on Friday. Some of the other suburban districts are coming online here pretty soon. I know you'll be covering that. Nuria, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.